The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, Croke Park has been confirmed as the venue for an August 12th friendly between Manchester United and Leeds United, with teams both massive rivals of each other. What does that mean for fans and residents in the area? Joining me now is Janet Horner, Dublin North Inner City Councillor and Cathaoirleach for the Green Party, and Ciarán Bradley, News Talk's digital editor and Man U season ticket holder. You're both very welcome. Ciarán, I'm going to come to you first of all. Tell us a little bit, obviously you're a huge Man U fan and you go to all the matches and the games, and you're from the UK for anyone who doesn't know you. Tell us a little bit about the rivalry between Man U and Leeds.
Yeah, it goes back a long way. I mean, realistically, it goes back in pre kind of War of the Roses, like between Yorkshire and Lancashire, and, you know, goes back as far as that. But in terms of football, you know, they've been massive rivals for a very, very, very long time. Back to, I mean, really the 60s onwards, like 70s in particular, when Don Revie's Leeds side started getting very, very good, but were also very physical. You know, it started going down the pan a little bit on our side. And then the big moment was when Eric Cantona decided to cross the Pennines from the dark side to the light side of Manchester United, And yeah, here we are now. So yeah, massive rivals. The games are always heavily, heavily policed. They're always pretty tasty. Yeah.
Tasty. You said that they're generally put on, they're a bit like Celtic and Rangers, they're put on early in the day to minimise trouble, I suppose, to minimise drinking.
Yeah, they're normally like 12:30 kickoffs. There's a lot of cooperation between West Yorkshire Police, Greater Manchester Police. Generally speaking, the away fans are kind of reasonably heavily policed, although it's kind of got a little bit less over the last little while. But the thing was, because Leeds went down and then went down again, like there was probably 20 years where we only played each other on a couple of occasions, League Cup, FA Cup, and so it becomes a real event. Actually, even now, even though they're in the same league, Premier League, like, you know, it's rare enough that we would play one another, so it's still a proper event. They are one of our very biggest rivals, and it's always an occasion.
You were saying to me, Man, you would see Liverpool, then Man City, Leeds on a par, and then maybe Arsenal. But so Leeds are right up there as your most hated other team, is it?
Listen, there's no hatred. There's no hatred in my heart here. No, look, I mean,
but the chanting gets ugly at these matches and stuff, doesn't it?
It can do. There's always a bunch of idiots who'll sing about whatever they can kind of score points with. But generally speaking, it's just that it's a lively atmosphere. It's really full-blooded.
And as someone who has been to many Man U games and been to Man U Leeds games, what would you expect in Croke Park in August? Would you expect it to mirror club games that we might see in the UK between them?
It's a weird thing because pre-season games are always a little bit bloodless in some ways. Like the reality is that the stuff on the pitch it'll form a part of their pre-season training. Like there'll probably be a little bit more snap in the tackle and stuff like that. But I think what raised my eyebrows really around the announcement was that 82,000, I think it's midweek, isn't it? I think it's on the Wednesday, so that probably takes a little bit of a sting out of it. But at the same time, there's 82,000 people. Leeds travel in huge numbers, United will travel in huge numbers. There's obviously enormous supporter populations here too. So there's you're going to get a lot of drinking, a lot of stuff around that game over the course of that couple of days. Now, the game itself might be a little bit bloodless, but as I say, there might be a little bit of, little bit of an edge around the city over that couple of days. But then again, you know, it could be fine.
Okay, so there are definitely some security concerns. Our reporter Josh Cosby spoke to local residents in the Croke Park area to ask them how they feel ahead of this scheduled game. And this is what he heard.
It's good, it's good, it's positive. Yeah, add a little bit of brightness to the whole thing. We'll all be along to see the celebs, you know.
Oh yeah, brilliant. Like, it's great. Bring more people into the area, big game, brilliant.
And do you live in the area?
Yeah, just live up Mountjoy Square. Yeah.
And when there is a large event, you're happy enough with how it all proceeds and how it goes?
Yeah, happy enough. Like, it brings a lot of people in. There's always a good vibe, just as long as they clean up after and, you know, there's no messing generally. Yeah, it's a good thing.
Memory associated with big games. Now it's becoming associated with big concerts, big rugby matches, and now a soccer match. And I'd have to say, not enough big GAA games.
Does it bother you when there's thousands and thousands of people walking past your house?
Oh yeah, no, it doesn't bother me at all. I love the atmosphere. We all love the atmosphere when there's loads of matches around, and it brings lots of employment. Actually, my two boys work in Croke Park, so it's a job for them as well.
Man United and Leeds, would you be going along to it?
No, not myself, no, I'm afraid not. I'm not a soccer fan.
But it's good to see such a large event coming to town anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like last year we had Oasis, which was absolutely amazing.
You can hear that in your back garden.
Yeah, yeah, we partied on in the back garden. Yeah, we tried our best to get in, but yeah. Yeah.
No free tickets?
No, I'm afraid not, no. If we got a free ticket to Man United and Leeds, yeah, I'm sure some of us would love to go.
I'm a Leeds fan.
You'll be going along in August?
Yeah, I probably will, yeah. Yeah, I think it's nice to getting a bigger crowd in.
You're living right beside Croke Park?
Yeah, I'm here 40 years now.
40 years?
Yeah.
What's it like on match day?
I get away from it, but if I sit in and it doesn't bother me because it's a part of life.
And what do you think now about Man United playing Leeds here in Croke Park?
Well, that's great. The more the merrier.
Will you be going to it yourself?
No, I've never went to a match in my life. I always go down to the pub and have a few scoops and enjoy it with my friends.
And that was Josh Crosby talking to the residents of the area, most of whom seem very supportive of the idea. Maybe, Ciarán, before I bring in Janet Horner, can I just ask you, is there a risk, because we do hear about particularly UK soccer hooliganism and things like the ultras travelling, those fans that come with intent, I suppose, to cause real trouble. Is that a risk?
I think ultras might be overreaching a little bit, but look, the reality is there's a hardcore of fans of every club that follow them home and away. And look, I don't really want to overreact it too much in the sense that, you know, there's not going to be hordes of people, you know, smashing up houses and all this stuff. But the reality is it's like there comes a policing element that has to come with events like this. And like there's probably a couple of members of my family, actually, my dad's side are all Leeds. I think they like to consider themselves ultras. So, Joe and Stevie, if you're listening.
So there's some ultras right there on their way to Dublin in August. And of course, huge numbers of Irish are fans of Leeds and indeed of Man U. Let me bring you in, Janet Horner, Dublin North Inner City Councillor. How do you feel about this game? Are you optimistic it's going to be a lovely day out, or do you have concerns?
Yeah, I think there's enormous numbers of fans of both clubs in the city and around the country who've never had an opportunity to see their teams on Irish soil. So I think that's going to generate huge excitement in general. You know, with anything, and I know you're discussing the concerns about the policing and the management of the area, but Croke Park is a stadium that is well used to hosting all manner of different events at it and attracting enormous crowds to it. As always, there are tensions between residents and the stadium and the events when they come off as to just, you know, there's always some element of rowdiness and excitement about big events that can lead to some bits of antisocial behaviour. But for the most part, there is a reasonably strong relationship between residents and the stadium, and recognising that large events are part of what happens there.
I don't know if you could hear the people talking that Josh met in and around the area. They're largely supportive. Oh, bring it on, a lovely day out and all that kind of stuff. But there is another element to this particular event in that there is that rivalry between Leeds and Man U, Janet. In terms of policing, I mean, this isn't the same as a bunch of people going to Oasis or Bruce Springsteen.
Well, I think, I mean, policing is, you know, there's all manner of events happening in Croke Park, so it's not just concerts, but I don't anticipate that it is going to generate a whole other type of antisocial behaviour or difficult behaviour than you might see for any other type of event. I think there'll be families going. I think you'll see young kids very excited to see their teams for the first time in Ireland. And I know, you know, any time you see Manchester United playing, the boat from Dublin to Holyhead is full of young kids that are hyper with excitement. And I think that's the kind of excitement. And I hope, and I think that Croke Park and certainly the GAA have always been fantastic for generating that kind of collegial, family-friendly, good-spirited engagement.
Again, I'd have to say,
I hope that that's the tone that will be set for this event as well.
Yeah, I mean, you're spot on with the GAA, but I wonder, let me ask Ciarán, do you think, you heard what Janet said there, this is like any other event really, is it? Because, I mean, you've been to games like this one.
Yeah, look, I don't think it's quite like, say, I was at Oasis last year at Croke Park. I don't think it will be the same atmosphere as was going on around there. Look, I mean, the fact is it is a pre-season game, so it's a little bit less riding on it. But at the same time,
temperature won't be quite as high,
yeah,
but still.
But there's still a real visceral rivalry between the two sets of fans. And if I may venture, I think it's a little bit more from Leeds side towards United. And there was...
You would say
I know, but I don't really mean it like that. It's just the fact that for 20 years, we didn't really play each other. So there's still that edge to these games when they do come.
Okay.
And there is a little bit of an element. like the first game back after COVID was at Old Trafford. I was there with my friend Pete, who's a Leeds fan. And coming into Piccadilly, there was a lot of aggro. There was a lot of stuff
fights.
Being thrown and fights.
Okay.
And yeah, was,
Janet, yeah. What do you think when you hear that? It's not the same as Oasis.
I mean, you know, obviously preparation is key for all these things. Anytime there's large events coming to the area, what you want to happen is you want huge excitement, huge generation of, as I said, family-friendly event, making sure that people are safe, making sure that all demographics can enjoy the day and get a good bit of crack out of the day. All events of that scale do require policing. All of them do require prior planning and management to make sure that the city is ready for it, that all stakeholders in the area, including residents, are very much at the table to plan and prepare for what is inevitably a highly disruptive and potentially has some edge to it as an event, but if planned right, will be a fantastic experience for everybody. So I guess that's really what I would respond with, is to say, you know, if like with every event that we have in Croke Park, we need full engagement with residents. We need full engagement with the Gardaí, with the community, with the council, with all the other stakeholders to make sure that it is as wonderful an experience as it can and should be for everyone who's hyper excited and I think buying up tickets already for it. That we take the edge off all the difficult elements that could crop up.
I have a 19-year-old Man U supporter in my house who I think is very excited. Listen, thank you for joining us, Janet. That's Janet Horner there, Dublin North Inner City Councillor, and Kieran Bradley, News Talk's digital editor and Man U season ticket holder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.